the Mad Men DVD review.
How you doing, Ben?
Great.
God, that was graceful, wasn't it?
Got into a couple movies over the holidays, and I haven't been watching anything otherwise.
Just been doing resolutions?
Yeah. Doctor Who resolution. Watch that.
Say no more. I don't know what that means, but yeah. Cool.
No, that was the New Year's special. Sorry, I won't talk about Doctor Who.
No, you're welcome.
No one wants to.
To
hear about Doctor
Who. I don't think that's true. I think there's plenty of people out there who want to hear about Doctor Who.
Oh, well, no. Everyone's sharing their opinions on it, and they're all wrong.
Are they all way off base?
They're all... Most of the... There's a lot of loud minority voices online.
It's always the way on the internet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've experienced that just last year. Did you have any resolutions, though, for this year? Is there any, like, things you really want to get done?
Oh, just boring work stuff, really. But balance, I guess.
Achieve a balance. That, my friend, is a very worthwhile goal, I'd say, to strive towards this year. I'm trying as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of balancing your busy life with enjoying films, say, perhaps the film that we're reviewing this week, what are we reviewing?
Oh, wow. We're meant to be talking about The Killing of a Sacred Deer. But we might talk about a few other Yorgos Lanthimos films, who's the director, because he's got a movie which has just come out, and you've probably heard a bit of buzz, if you're not living under a rock, about this movie called The Favourite, which...
I've heard some buzz.
Yeah, you've heard some buzz. I have had the pleasure of seeing it, and it is wonderful. It stars Rachel Weisz, Emma Stone, and the lovely lady from Peep Show, whose name I can't remember right now.
But she's lovely, she's lovely.
Yeah. A great trio, and they all play off each other brilliantly. It's a period piece. I don't think he's done any period pieces before. But it's very bizarre, and it follows a lot of the same stylings that he's done in some of his other movies.
Yeah, I think I've only seen The Lobster, and it was bizarre.
Yes. So this director, Yorgos Lanthimos, he is Greek, in case you can't tell.
I was going to guess Greek, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a couple stylistic and thematic kind of trappings that he returns to in film after film. So The Lobster, yeah, is one bit more... I think it came out a few years ago. And in that movie, we've got Colin Farrell, who's back in The Killing of a Sacred Deer. And it's a nightmarish, surreal kind of compound in which unmarried people are taken to find a partner or get turned into an animal through some unforeseen technological or spiritual or some kind of development that people get to turn into the animal of their choosing if they do not pair off and find a mate.
It just is really a strange premise, you know?
Yeah, so that's his kind of... He loves these very...
High concept.
Surreal, yeah, high concept, kind of not quite what if, but like it's a real world that he's taken and he's
allegories.
Twisted it.
They're like allegories about something, you know. They're not always kind of alluding to a certain obsession,
yeah.
Or I don't know.
And that's when you get the kind of Greek tragedy background, because I know he used to do a lot of theater and. Some of his other movies, he's openly stated that the kind of Greek tragic influence. But you see, there's a lot of... there's not a whole lot of... but there's certainly that hand of fate is a big role in all his films. And there's a lot of banal black humour.
Pathos.
Like
pathos. That's what I learned in classics. It's the one word I learned in classics class.
Do you remember what Greek pathos is?
Pathos is like laughing at dark stuff. It's sort of like, it's not Schadenfreude, but it's like sort of the helplessness of certain circumstances is quite amusing. Stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I did not do classics.
With the well, it's because it's like been pushed into the dark ages, that one. And also, what did it get me? A radio show on BFM, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and what appropriately spooky bed music you put on.
This is actually New Zealand musician Murray McNabb. He passed away a few years ago. Great compilation of his. Just as a segue there, an awkward segue. Killing of the Sacred Deer, though.
Yeah, that was his movie, his penultimate, he's still making movies. The one before The Favourite, which has just came out, well, I saw it at the film festival the year before, or was it last year? I think it was last year.
I think it was last year.
Because there was also The Beguiled. So there were two movies starring Nicole Kidman and Colin Farrell together, The Beguiled and Killing of a Sacred Deer, both really good. But The Killing of a Sacred Deer is Yorgos Lanthimos' film, and Colin Farrell is a doctor. He's a very successful heart surgeon, and he's kind of visited by a boy who's one of his father died in the surgeon's operation. And he kind of blames the surgeon for his father's death. And all these terrible, unexplainable things start happening to this doctor's children. And Nicole Kidman is his wife. And they have to kind of be like, how are we going to stop this? And there's a very dark kind of ultimatum that he's given to solve the tragedy.
It sounds almost biblical, the sort of a plague on your sons or something like that.
Yeah, I think that one is more specifically based off a Greek tragic myth.
We didn't get to that one in classics, I'm afraid. We moved on to comedies, you know?
Fun. Yeah, maybe watch a comedy after watching one of his movies.
Because
they're always like a bit sick.
Would you put them in the Lars von Trier like intensity category? Is it just one step, one...
It's a very subtle, slow moving kind of surreal disconcertion, and then by the end of the movie you're kind of like, what did I just watch? Why did I sit? Not in a good way. In a good way though.
Yeah. One of those ones that you're sitting on the bus like 2 days later and you're like going over some of the stuff in your head and you're like, what was that?
I will quickly mention Dogtooth as well, which is one of his earlier films. It came out in 2009, and it's a Greek language one, so the other movies he's done are in English, but this is before he kind of came to the United States. And it's another kind of compound in which a father has kept his two daughters and a son inside, where they have no exposure to the outside world. They have no idea what the outside world really is. And he just kind of play games together and do things where they don't understand what the outside world is. They have no idea what a cat is. They don't know what planes are. They have contact only with like one woman who comes in who's paid to basically have sex with the son.
Sounds wild.
It is very weird. And
it's fair to say
another disturbing perversion of reality.
It's fair to say that Yorgos Lanthimos is one of those directors who's now his movies come out and people are going to see them without even looking at it, right? Like he's sort of a new wave of talented directors.
Yeah, he's certainly someone to look out for. I'm sure he's only going to keep making weird, really kind of stressful but interesting films.
I heard he's actually doing Frozen 2 next. No, just kidding.
Yes, he's gonna do a Marvel blockbuster. No.
But it's a heady watch, this one. Killing the Sacred Deer.
Yeah, you can jump into his filmography at any point. I mean,
this is a good
I know
start.
I did. Yeah, and this one, yeah, it's got Nicole Kidman, Colin Farrell, and the kid who is in Dunkirk, Barry Keoghan?
Hey man, I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a very distinct look, and he's in this movie, and he's very creepy. Classic creepy kid movie.
All right, if you're looking for a classic creepy kid movie, Killing of a Sacred Deer by Yorgos Lanthimos, and we've got a copy to give away. actually, Ben?
Yeah, we do.
So why don't we throw it out there to the listeners?
Favorite creepy kid?
Ooh, in the history of film and television, favorite creepy kid.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Text us on 5395 or give us a call on 09-309-3879 and tell us who is your favorite creepy kid in the history of film and television. An example, everybody out there?
I don't want to ruin it, but I do...
Step by Step,
I do
the
like
Olsen twins.
The kid in Pet Sematary, just because they try his hardest to make him look as evil as possible, but he's really just a little toddler running around with a scalpel.
Here we go, toddlers with scalpels. Put those scalpels away, toddlers. And...
that was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.